Lesson 3. Reading. Jill has been teaching English at a Japanese girls' high school for 2 years. Her students do not seem to be very active or talkative in her conversation class, in which she sometimes has to endure an awkward silence. However, she has learned that the silence does not mean they do not want to study. In fact, her students are highly motivated to learn English, but many of them are often too shy or reserved to speak out in English. During the break and after school, Jill often finds herself with some students speaking and teaching English. She loves her students very much. One thing which still puzzles her is that Japanese students are always doing the same things as their friends. Although the school does not have a school uniform and students can enjoy wearing whatever they like, they are always in similar types of clothes. When some type of clothes comes into fashion, they all follow it. In a discussion class as well, her students usually repeat almost the same opinions, though they do not seem to have the same point of view. For Jill, they seem to watch out for what others might do. In her country, parents reinforce the idea that being different is good. Being called a copycat is more embarrassing for an American child than anything else. A copycat person does not do anything new, original, or different, but only imitates others. As Jill herself was taught that it was good to be different and bad to copy others, she always tried to do something different. While her friends started to learn Spanish or French, she chose Japanese. When her friends got their driver's license, she learned to ride a motorcycle. Jill still believes that people should value individuality or being different. However, she has begun to think about the value of uniformity or being the same, as her students get along very well with each other, without the quarrels or troubles that can often be seen in American high schools.